Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by BetDSI. For those of us who love and live sports, the fall and the winter is loaded with great events. You have hockey, you have basketball, college, and NBA. You got football coming up, bowl season. I love bowl season. There's a bowl game every single day. You got to get to BetDSI.com. Get in on the action. The BetDSI site is quick. Mobile access works great, and it is very easy to use. Playing there makes watching games a lot more intriguing for sure. So here's what we're going to do. Here's the deal. Use the promo code TAKE10, TAKE10, and you will get a $10 free play when you sign up at BetDSI.com. TAKE10, TAKE10, get in on that bowl action, NFL playoffs. It is the best time to pad those stockings. Christmas season, TAKE10 at BetDSI.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the number one place to find all your tickets online. SeatGeek has a great app. You can go hop on it. You look, we found tickets there last week for the Big Ten Championship game. They have a really nice system. You look at the whole map of the stadium. It has a yellow, a red, a green telling you what's a great deal, what's a good deal, and what's a deal you want to stay away from. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Like I said, the app is great. You download it. It is free. So download that SeatGeek app, and here's the promo code for you. Put in the promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you make your first ticket purchase. SeatGeek, let's go.
It's Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Friday, December 9th. TGIF.
And the Chiefs are legit.
Mm-hmm. It was a game. Well, let's start with Jack Del Rio. I want to go back to that. Okay. Third and one. And he decides to throw it to the end zone from like the 20-yard line. Jack Del Rio, he's your friend who got on a heater and was like, no, don't worry, guys. I'm still up. And then you look and he's lost all his money.
Yeah, he is ballsy when he doesn't really need to be ballsy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like he was throwing deep on a lot of first and second downs, and then he'd do like check downs and chicken shit plays on third. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this says as much about the Raiders as it does about the Chiefs. I think that Alex Smith, I think he's a cold weather quarterback. Ooh. That's number one.
Derek Carr, not
a cold weather quarterback.
Yeah.
No, in fact, he's a cold weather choker. He played what at Fresno State?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Cali boy.
Yep.
Can't trust the soft Cali boys.
Is Derek Carr soft?
I think the answer is yes.
Always Will Pinky was holding.
Lot of Derek Carr MVP. Not after tonight. Mm-hmm. A lot of that going around Twitter.
Absolutely.
So that's over.
Alex Smith he's better in the cold. Well, I don't want to say he's better in the cold. It's like he's kind of shitty just in general.
Yes.
But when it gets cold outside, it's the great equalizer because everyone's shit. It's like
you can't smell really when it's cold either.
That too. Yeah. There's that, which is important. Uh-huh. And it's like when you play against a really fast team, you grow the grass out to slow them down because it doesn't also slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
It just slows them down. So when it's cold, it makes all the quarterbacks equally shitty, and then the rest of the team can be good.
I like that theory. So the Chiefs hold now first place in the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders bump, I think, down to like the fifth seed. Life comes at you fast.
If the season ended today, the Raiders would have an away game.
Which
is tough.
But shout out to the Raiders.
They need that home field advantage at beautiful Oakland Coliseum.
Shout out to the Raiders, though. Those color rush jerseys were
They were sick. All white.
All white.
Not in a racist way. All the colors.
We love all colors.
They were
matter.
Persons of colors.
Yeah, so tonight. It was a good game. I mean, it was kind of a sloppy game. The second quarter was great. The Chiefs scored all their touchdowns in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But
Larry hit.
Larry
had
hit.
The Chiefs minus three.
Larry, we do our weekly Larry picks. If you want to check out the video this week, we happened to win an award. We're not going to celebrate.
We did?
Yeah, well, we won an award.
We kept it low-key, though. We didn't make a big deal out of it. That's not our style.
Apple picked the top 12 podcasts of 2016, and we were the only sports podcast to make the top 12.
Mm-hmm. So we're the world champions of being in the top 12.
Right.
That was arbitrarily picked.
So thank you to all of our award-winning listeners. We literally couldn't have done it without you. Otherwise, we'd just be talking into microphones to no one.
Mm-hmm. Kind of what I would do anyways, but
yeah,
not to take away from what they
feels
did.
Feels better to talk to a lot more people.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out the Larry's Picks video on the Barstool Sports app. Larry is 1-0. He is, for week 14, he is in 65th place out of 1,800 people.
It's pretty great.
Out of 1,800 handicappers, he's,
I love
he's,
this
he's
fish,
one
man.
Out of one is out of the in the goldfish.
He's in first place for this week. Tied for first for this
week.
But
he's one out of one in the goldfish division.
Yep.
And he's 65th out of 1,800 in the humans division.
That's absolutely right.
So with that, let's do our NFL picks. Can I just say before we do it, feeling like a wonky week, guys. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Week 14 is one of those weeks where it's like you never really know what's going to go, ever.
I usually stay away.
For week 14. Yeah, I run into the trap. I trap myself in week 14. I get in the week 14 mindset, and so that is pretty difficult for me. I'm trying to overcome that. This week, I'm taking the Rams, and the Rams are kind of reminding me of one of those old Celtics teams right before they got really good.
Mm-hmm.
When they had, you know, they had some glue guys on the team, like when Auerbach comes in, and Auerbach's motivating the guys like Fisher. It just reminds me a lot of the old Celtics. I've got the Rams. I've got the Titans.
Ooh.
I've got the Brocket Chip, the Texans.
Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I didn't want to, but then I thought, would I actually take the other side? And I said no. So I took the Texans on that
one.
By
the way, the AFC South, it is heating up. The Texans have the Colts, the Jaguars, the Bengals, and the Titans left. So that's
okay.
Like 2-2 maybe.
Yeah.
And then just quickly, the Colts have the Texans, the Vikings, the Raiders, and the Jaguars left. So,
well,
also maybe 2-2.
Well, are you? So, I wanted to take the Falcons, but are you sure that you're not totally sold on the Falcons yet? I'm not so sure that they don't make me reconsider being not sold on them.
Right. Well, you can't scratch them off if we already put them on the scratch off.
They could be the 3 seed or the 4 seed, but then they could be the 6 seed. Then there are a couple scenarios that I ran through where they could end up as a 5th seed. So I stayed away from them. I took the Finns. I took the Bears. Your Bears. The Bears
How
are
many
back.
Picks are you going to do?
And then the Giants.
That's about 15.
It's 5 picks. It's 5 picks.
Yeah.
I had a lot of teams I went back and forth
on.
Yeah.
By the way, we're all within like a point of each other on the...
I think I'm up 2.
Oh, okay. Hank's okay. Up 2. Hank, you want to go quickly?
Yep. I got the Browns, RG3, bringing them promised land.
Okay.
Steelers.
Yeah.
Jaguars.
Yeah.
Mm.
Eagles.
Mm.
Cowboys and the Packers.
Okay. Okay. I'm taking the Ravens. I'm taking the Giants. I'm taking the 49ers. That's going to be a great game. Jets versus 49ers. Looking forward to that one.
NFL's back.
Yep. The Redskins and the Dolphins.
You know what I'd like to see in the NFL? I'd like to see at the end of every season the worst team trade coaches with the best team. And see what happens the next year.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Just a quick, quirky little rule change I threw in there.
A little Mike Greenberg rule right there.
I want to talk about one thing that we discussed, actually two things we discussed during the game. The first is there was a player on the Chiefs who is wearing yellow gloves.
Illegal.
That should absolutely be illegal.
Illegal.
It looks too much like the penalty flag.
Mm-hmm.
But it also got me thinking that if you're a Bills fan, maybe don't bring a dildo in next time. Maybe mm-hmm. just make your own penalty flag at home. And throw it onto the field. Can you imagine how long it would take Jerome Boger to figure out that it was literally a false flag?
His brain would freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime anyone's wearing any kind of yellow cleats, yellow gloves, my stupid brain just kind of stops. I can't figure
flag.
It out.
Flag.
Yeah. Every play. Waiting for the flag. Looking for the flag like a dog looking for a tennis ball.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that. I also, anytime Andy Reid is like cold and bundled up, he's just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
It's great TV.
And
he was getting mad, too. So his face was turning red.
Yes.
He was just a big red ball.
He also, there's been a lot of talk about Andy Reid having like the best coaching season of his career. And so when that happens, Andy Reid makes sure he pours a little cold water on that. He lost the challenge within like 2 minutes of the game starting.
That's his thing. And I would not
move by Andy.
Have it any other way. Yeah. If I'm Andy Reid, why not just like strip away all your challenge responsibilities? Like give your flag physically to somebody else and then make them... And then you'll say, okay, I'm going to come to you and beg during the game to throw this flag. No matter how much I beg, you have to say no. Even if I say, I'm going to say this exact thing to you,
right.
You still say no.
Right.
Like get an actual detective on the sideline to be your challenge.
Playoff Andy Reid's going to be great. All right, so the only other story we have for this weekend, you can follow us, by the way, on the Sports Action app as well. We're going to be throwing out a couple picks on Saturday and Sunday. We put in the Chiefs tonight, so if you're following us, you're probably winning money.
Mm-hmm.
The only other action we had this weekend was the Heisman. The big Heisman.
Love the Heisman. If anybody listens to the show, I'm really into the weeds on college football. So the Heisman finalists are...
all right, you ready for him? I think I can name them all off the top of my head. Hank, you want to pull them up just to fact check me here?
Yep.
I'm going to say I think it's Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Dede Westbrook. And there's one more.
Ooh.
And I'm going to get it.
You're forgetting.
It's going to give me a sec. Give me a minute.
They have to put a defensive guy in there so that they can stay clear of the, oh, no, it's just quarterbacks and running backs accusation. Hank. Peppers.
Oh, yeah, it's Jabril Peppers. Yeah. Good call. So we got it together as a team. We got it. Oh, what are you just pouring on Hank?
Hank's just pulling up some porn.
Autoplay ad.
Hank, you know what? That's why you're the best producer in the biz.
Yep, nice porn. So Mike Greenberg, dumb rule. I think the Heisman has kind of lost its luster.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, just shout out. No, you notice no West Coast guys because the sports writers go to sleep
Ed
too
McCaffrey,
early.
Christian persecution.
Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey, Christian persecution.
His father.
Some people don't remember that.
My Mike Greenberg dumb rule, they should just make the Heisman the first five picks in the NFL draft.
That's a great call.
So instead of picking the best college player, give us the guys who are going to be in the draft.
Better
do the draft right now.
Good rule, but better rule. Whoever wins the Heisman should be eligible for the draft no matter what. If they're a freshman, it's your golden ticket.
Maybe just an invite, you're eligible?
No, you have to win.
Okay. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. So if you're an underclassman.
Mm-hmm. Who says no?
So did Johnny Manziel win it when he was a sophomore?
Freshman.
So yeah. So his life would have been a train wreck even earlier.
Yeah. He would have been probably also drafted by the Browns.
Yes. And probably also flamed out after a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I like that rule. What do we got? Anything else? Let's get to the interview with West Virginia coach Dana Holgorsen. Great interview. We'll do a couple ads, and then we'll go to that.
Tis the season of sharing and shopping. No matter who you're shopping for, Sherry's Berries is a one-stop shop for everyone on your list. If you're like me, you like to take care of all your Christmas shopping from behind your computer. You don't have to go out. Don't have to wait in line. Don't have to stand at a cashier and fork over actual cash. You just click a button. It's like you're not even paying money at all. Christmas is only 3 weeks away. And you've only got a limited number of days to shop, wrap, and deliver your gifts. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries' incredible collection of gifts. Go ahead and skip the crowds and the hassle altogether. So we've got freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. Perfect gift for your family, your friends, anybody. That's over a 30% savings. Or you can double the berries. Go double berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of this deal. And that's Pardon My Take. That is the code, Pardon My Take. So with Christmas right around the corner, there's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries deal and help support our show, wet our beak on it. Go to berries.com, spell out the word berries. It's berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in Pardon My Take. Movement Watches was founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. The watchmaker's goal is to change the way consumers think about fashion by offering high-quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices. With over 500,000 watches sold to customers in 160 countries around the world, Movement Watches has solidified itself as the world's fastest-growing watch company. And we get it. It's the holiday time. Holiday shopping can be tough, but thanks to Movement, all that gift-giving anxiety can disappear with the press of a button. Here's what we're going to do, okay? We're going to give you a Movement watch starting at just $95. At a department store, you're looking at $400 to $500 for this, okay? Here's what you do. okay? You go to movementwatches.com, MVMTwatches.com/pardon. Movementwatches.com/pardon. Join the movement, 15% off.
We now welcome on a very special guest, West Virginia head coach, head football coach, Dana Holgorsen. First off, first question, nice and easy. You just signed a 5-year extension. I saw some numbers. It's like, what, $18 million, whatever. Can we get a couple bucks? What do you got in your wallet?
Can you give me some money?
Yeah.
It doesn't kick in until January 1st.
Okay, all right. So
on January 1st,
hit me up in a few months.
We'll circle back on that. All right, so
that's our new segment that we do on a show. Yeah. It's just give me some of your money.
You're a rich guy. Can we have some money?
Yeah. No.
Okay. All right, well, we'll workshop it. So I want to actually talk quickly about college football playoffs. I fired off a tweet, and I knew people in your office probably saw it. I was saying jokingly that the Big 12 kind of gets shunned this time of year. What's the solution to that besides an 18 playoff?
The 13th game. That's important. You know, Oklahoma did a good job last year of sneaking their way in. I thought Oklahoma had a good chance of getting in there this year. They won their last 9 games.
Right.
But if they could have won their last 9 games and then played in a championship game, another high profile game, I think matters. Those guys that play 13 games and they get hot, they have an opportunity to be able to move up. So, you know, and the Big 12's fixed that. So next year at this time, we'll be playing a championship game.
There we go.
I'm always a big fan of the co-champions. Like they had a couple years ago. Like anytime you can get a co-champion, it gets buzz going around the program and around the conference. So like maybe if you have a co or like a triumvirate, like a 3 champion.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't, that if didn't you have 3 champions, one of them better get into the Final Four, right?
Yeah, that didn't work out very well.
It didn't work.
2 years ago, I guess it was Baylor and TCU. They the motto was one true champion, but then they were co-champions. Mm-hmm. So that hurt the Big 12 getting those guys into the playoff, but once again, it's been fixed.
So we ask all our guests who are coaches this question. Tom Herman just got hired at Texas. He kisses his players. Have you seen the videos of him just smooching them?
Yeah. My guys say I'm doing it all wrong.
Have you ever kissed a guy? Ever kissed a player?
No, never done that. Tom's a great football coach.
He's
a
even better kisser.
He's pretty lovable, I guess, but. good guy, good friend, good football coach. I've known him for a long time. He's done a great job, you know, working his way up. I respect those guys that were, you know, at places like Southwest Texas and Rice and Iowa State, and then he goes to Ohio State, and then he goes to Houston, and then he goes to Texas. So he's worked his way up. I respect that. You know, nothing was just given to him. He's earned everything he's got.
So speaking of your career and where you've been as a coach, do you still get a Christmas card from Case Keenum and Brandon Whedon?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, you made them a lot of money.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no $10 bills in there.
Yeah. I mean, they should be giving a little more than $10, I'd say. But do you ever look back and you're like, I made these guys NFL quarterbacks, like I'm a wizard?
No, there wasn't anything I did about it. I gave him an opportunity to play. I mean, Case Keenum's he still hangs on. He's still going to be in the league for a long time. He was unrecruited, and when I went to Houston, you know, he just played his tail off. I mean, threw for 5,000 yards for 3 straight years, goes in the NFL, didn't get drafted, not supposed to be there. And then he just keeps hanging on. Brandon Whedon's pretty much the same way. I mean, he was a baseball guy, first round draft pick, Yankees. Then I go to Oklahoma State and put him in position, had some good players around us and does well. And you know, unfortunately, he got drafted by the Browns. But then
that'll do it to your career.
That'll do it to your career. It didn't quite work out.
Yep.
But then goes to the Cowboys and the Texans, and he's doing a good job.
So one of the more bizarre parts about being a coach to me must be the fact that a lot of times you've got everybody in town thinking they can do your job better than you can. And so going into the season, there was a lot of talk. Like you overcame everything. You got a new contract, which is great. But how strange is it, and does it ever get to you hearing people like publicly call for your job?
Well, it doesn't bother me none. I don't pay attention to the media, you know. So
We're big J journalists.
I follow you guys on Twitter, and you guys do a great job. You're always very politically correct, which is why I appreciate that.
That's
why I follow you guys, but I don't pay attention to anybody else.
Yeah.
You got to block that out. It's hard for It's hard for families. It's not hard for coaches.
You never take a peek. Because we're kind of in the similar way where, you know, you can obviously find someone saying that, you know, this show stinks. Or,
well, yeah, big. You can find someone saying that Big Cat stinks.
Yeah, right.
I read a lot of those. Yeah.
PFT thinks he's a genius, so we'll let him keep going with that. But you never, ever let it, like, just, you know, sneak in a little?
You can't. Like I said, I mean, you know, coaches and players, they can block that stuff out pretty easy. Family members, that's a little tougher. You know,
right.
there is a lot. Our quarterback, Skylar Howard, a lot of stuff has been in the media about, you know, the fans not supporting him. He's getting booed, and he makes jokes about it a lot. It doesn't affect Skylar. It affects his family. It affects his mom. It affects his brothers. It affects, you know, guys that can't go out there and do anything. I mean, I can control some things on game day where I go out there and I just coach hard, and throughout the course of the week, I just keep my head down and go. And players do the same thing, but families is pretty tough.
Let's ask the question that everyone wants the answer to. How many Red Bulls do you drink a day?
It varies. It can be anywhere from zero to...
That's a lie.
I'm having one right now.
You're sick? You're under the weather and you don't have a Red Bull? What's the most?
I'm upwards of 12 or so. it's been high throughout the course of a game. I mean, some games are more important than others.
Do you go sugar free or you?
Yeah,
really sugar free.
Well, I'm a fitness guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
big time.
I try not to have.
Same with me.
I try not to have a lot of the calories. So yeah.
Do you have a Red Bull guy on the sideline designated, like, has to keep passing you Red Bulls?
You know, I've gotten in trouble for that.
Really?
Well,
because the logos and whatever.
Coca-Cola. Yeah. I mean, we're a Coke school, and I drink lots of. You know, Coke Zero.
Yeah, shout out Coke.
Delicious
Coke
products
and all that good
drink,
stuff.
Yep.
So I drink a lot of that stuff every now and then. Somebody, you know, I need a boost every now and then, so I may have one. But pretty much put it in a Gatorade cup and off I go.
Got it. Got it.
How many hours of film do you watch a week?
Well, there's not enough time in the day to do as much as I need.
Correct
to.
Answer.
That's why we have. You know, we're not on the same level as Nick Saban is down at Alabama, where you have all these ex-coaches as basically interns that sit there and they watch video all
day. Right,
he's
pretty much cheating by doing that, yeah.
Well, it's not cheating because those guys can do that. That's actually, it's legal and it's a good idea. We just, we don't have as much help as some of the other people do out there. But it's tough. You know, Sunday you come in after a game and you want to get the previous game over. And you want to put it to bed and put it to rest, and then you want to move on towards the next opponent. So I come in on Monday mornings, not a real early morning guy, but I get home late Sunday night, come in real early on, for my standards, real early on Monday, which is about 8 o'clock. And then you're just stuck there. So for about 16 hours on Monday, you got to cram everything in. So because once that's over and the next day hits, you got to be prepared to be able to practice what you got to do on Saturdays, and then it's all about preparation and everything after that. But you know, it's easier to have guys that all they do is watch video all day long because they can't actually coach. They watch video all day long, and then when you go into that meeting on Monday morning, they tell you everything you need to know.
There you go. I like that. Your hair, we talked about it before. It's fabulous. You got the half bald guy flow. You said you don't care. You said you don't care that it's like you look like a mad scientist sometimes on the sideline, like Big Earn McCracken. Do you truly don't care?
Don't care. Alex Hammond cares.
Yes,
he's my chief of staff. He worries about my image way more than I worry about my image.
He's the guy who reads the press clippings.
Mm-hmm. He reads the press clippings. He says he has an idea what everybody's saying. He wants to make sure that things are being portrayed the right way. I don't care. I get up and go to work and keep my head down and off we go.
As long as Mike Gundy's rocking the mullet, your hair is on the cool throne because he's deflecting a lot of that from you right now.
Yeah, and I certainly appreciate that. I didn't think Mike had it in him. I really didn't. But I've obviously known Mike for a long time and worked for him for a year at Oklahoma State. This is a little bit off the cuff for him. He's usually not controversial like this.
But, well,
it's working. He's won a lot of games.
He's bringing the style back. All right, I'm going to throw out just an idea. One day, big game, show up with a toupee and just throw everyone off. I mean, that's a little mind game, right? Like, wow.
Well, I would have to care in order to
right.
do that.
Right, okay.
And like we just talked about, Big Cat, I really just don't care.
Bro. Yeah, okay, all right. That's a little, yeah, little flaw in that plan right there. I wrote down Oliver Luck. I can't remember what the question was. Oh, did Oliver Luck ever talk about his nerd son? That was my question.
You know, me and Oliver's had a lot of discussions about a lot of things. Andrew's been to the my office a lot. You know, I mean, he stopped in, and I recruited Andrew back when he was a sophomore at Stratford High School in Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
I was at Texas Tech, and I go in there, and I watch one practice, and I'm like, he's a sophomore in high school, and I'm like, this guy's going to be a really good football player. So I asked if he's got any interest in Texas Tech, and that was an immediate no, and that was the end of the recruitment.
Do you think it was
a great guy?
Not enough books at Texas Tech.
Yeah, do you think it was the rigorous academic standards of Texas Tech and Lubbock?
Yeah, the academics were pretty important. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's why I guess he ended up in Stanford. He's done well for himself. Now, he's a great ambassador for college football, doing a great job for the NCAA. I owe him a lot. He's the one that hired my goofy butt there at West Virginia. Mm-hmm.
So you're football guy, and you're at a university with one of the great basketball minds, Bob Huggins. What's your relationship with Huggy Bear like?
Oh, it's great. Coach Huggins is awesome. He kind of took me under his wing when I first got to West Virginia.
That sounds like a hell of a place to be.
Yeah. Well, he stinks too, Big Cat. But is a great person. I mean, he's a West Virginia guy. He grew up there. He went to school there. You know, he kind of showed me the ropes. He's a great friend of mine. He's a unbelievable basketball coach. I pick his brain on a lot of different things, and he's been really good to me.
All right, you've been very gracious with your time, so let's wrap it up with the final three questions. First one, do you wash your apples?
I don't eat apples.
That's a great answer. That's actually the first.
He turned it around on you. He called you a candy ass.
Okay. You just, Red Bull is, you know, man's apples, the non-nature apples. All right, second last question, who's the most famous person on your cell phone?
It's you, Big Guy.
Oh. Ooh. Okay, a little shout out to
flattery.
Me.
Yeah. Second most famous.
Second most famous.
Oh man, I don't know. I don't really go through my phone very often.
Who's
Alex,
the most
you
famous?
Got any ideas?
Who's the most famous person in Alex's phone?
Other than you?
Yeah.
I don't know, Alex. Who's your famous most famous person in your phone? You can't have a ex player.
Right.
So it's got to be. There's got to be somebody over the top.
I don't know if it's famous. Interesting would be Leach.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Let's give him a call.
Want to call Mike?
Let's give Mike a call.
Mike's a listener, actually.
Yeah. Here's the problem with this. Here's the problem with I'm going to call Mike right now. The problem with calling Mike is you're going to be on the phone for an hour.
That's okay. We have all the time in the world. Yeah.
We're gonna FaceTime him real quick.
We've got a Christmas show.
The problem with being on.
Oh, you gotta hold it close to the camera.
We're still sleeping. It's 4.
Oh man. I don't think we're getting connected.
He's probably in a recruiting.
Right. We tried. All right. So that was actually my last question. My last question was question I'm asked. You don't have to answer. I'm asked anyway. Was how weird is Mike Leach?
He's brilliant. I mean, he thinks he knows everything about everything. Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter is he knows a little bit about everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, jack of all trades,
so,
master of none.
He does now. I mean, he's an interesting guy. He's very nocturnal. He stays up all night long, watches documentary after documentary, and reads books and doesn't sleep very much. Is really a smart guy, brilliant person, one of my dear friends in the world.
He's got a parrot, right? Or am I just making that up?
I think you're thinking Charlie Weiss.
Charlie Weiss
he
has
does
a parrot.
Not have
Charlie,
a parrot.
Have you met Charlie Weiss's parrot?
I haven't. No, he's been to the Green Parrot in Key West. I mean, we took staff trips to Key West for 12 years.
What's Charlie
Finally
Weiss,
bought a house there.
What's he like in a bathing suit?
Yeah, I don't know.
In coaching circles, do you guys talk about Charlie Weiss as like the godfather of buyouts?
Yes.
You're like, wow, mm-hmm. this guy, he's going to, like, could be this lucky.
So your new
that's
contract.
A simple answer.
Yes. Yes.
Did you work in a Charlie clause into this contract that you have?
You have to pay me for the next
nobody's
50
that lucky.
Yeah. All right, Dana, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We got to get to Morgantown. We got to get
come
to
come on, man. You guys are always welcome. For just sure. bring your RV and just park it in my driveway, and you can hang out there the whole time.
Sounds I don't awesome. Think you want that. I don't think you've heard the latest of the RV. Right. The bathroom is broken, and there's piss and green ooze it's going slime, everywhere. Yeah. So I don't think you want that. But we'll leave it on the street.
You just leave it on the street, and you can stay in the guest house.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
So we'll go two before the interview. That interview was brought to you by DraftKings.com. This Sunday, DraftKings.com has a huge contest coming up with over $100,000 in total prizes being given out. Yesterday, Larry picked the Chiefs to beat up on the Raiders. So you might want to get in on the action for Sunday because it is heating up, and DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. It's the greatest way to spend your Sunday. The best part, you can fight off those Sunday scaries by winning huge cash prizes. Don't forget your favorite podcast hosts when you do win those huge cash prizes. So don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com today. Use code BIGCAT to play for free with your first deposit this weekend. That's code BIGCAT to play for free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for detail. Go to DraftKings.com right now. Put in that promo code BIGCAT. That interview was brought to you by DraftKings.com. This Sunday, DraftKings.com has a huge contest coming up with over $100,000 in total prizes being given out. Yesterday, Larry picked the Chiefs to beat up on the Raiders, so you might want to get in on the action for Sunday because it is heating up, and DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. It's the greatest way to spend your Sunday. The best part, you can fight off those Sunday scaries by winning huge cash prizes. Don't forget your favorite podcast hosts when you do win those huge cash prizes. So don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com today. Use code BIGCAT to play for free with your first deposit this weekend. That's code BIGCAT to play for free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for detail. Go to DraftKings.com right now. Put in that promo code BIGCAT. Okay, let's get to some segments. We got a packed show. And let's start with something that I think everyone has an opinion on, especially Hank. The rare Hank segment opinion. LeBron flipping the water bottle with the Cavs in a blowout game in Madison Square Garden. A little stay classy for you, LeBron. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I just want to jump in and say this is not behavior you do at the Garden.
No.
You can do this.
Respect the Garden.
You can do this at any other stadium.
Yep.
But you don't do that at MSG.
Mecca of basketball.
Mecca of basketball. Everybody should feel privileged to play there.
Listen, man. I don't want to go too far here, but when the Knicks are good, there's nothing like the Garden.
That's right.
And they haven't been good for like 20 years, but when they are good, nothing like
the NBA is a better place for it. Absolutely. My initial reaction, sorry to cut you off, Hank. I know you're passionate, but my initial reaction was LeBron can't hit a shot in the fourth quarter.
Good point.
So, I mean, how many tries did he get? Like three or four?
Yeah, he almost stopped the game.
Yeah,
almost
so tripped someone. Great job, LeBron, disrespecting Phil Jackson like that when he's shown you nothing but respect.
Yeah.
Great winners, when they win, they don't get complacent. They want to win more. They don't joke around, play in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Like you win one championship, and all of a sudden it's all fun and games, rainbows, and ponies.
Mm-hmm. I just realized that LeBron is Disney. He's like if there's a meme on the internet, he's going to do it in like the most Disney lame move ever. Mm-hmm. You know, like the mannequin challenge. Oh, they did the mannequin challenge at the White House. Like he just makes everything so fucking lame.
Wait, you're saying that he knew that the cameras were on him when he was doing this?
Just a little bit.
I don't know about that. Yeah. So, hey, actually, LeBron, if you're listening, maybe do a Harambe thing, and that'll finally kill it.
Yes. Yes.
So he holds great power.
It goes, LeBron does it, then Mike and Mike does it, then it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So we're officially done with the water bottle thing. Also, I noticed it's Kyrie's team now. He was the one who hit it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Interesting.
Nice.
Yeah. So
nice. That's eagle eye. I did not notice that.
Hurt or injured. This is actually a preemptive one.
Mm-hmm.
RG3 is back this Sunday, starting for the Browns.
Yep.
So we're going to do a hurt or injured, knowing that he'll get hurt.
Yeah, it's like triage, triage.
Can I just make one rule here for hurt or injured,
yeah.
RG3? We can't use his feelings because those are like always hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go injured. I think he dislocates the pelvis. It's the big one.
Wow.
It's like the San Andreas quake.
A lot of tremors the last few years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Battle of Ohio. These teams really don't like each other probably.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that pelvis just twists.
I'm going with the sprained ankle, Monday MRI, broke it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the RG3 special.
It is, because Griffin likes a little bit of drama.
Right.
So he's going to make you wait. If it's a dislocated pelvis, you can diagnose that on TV.
Right. Ian Rapoport would be like, the Browns' initial thoughts were sprained ankle, RG3 going for an MRI, now worry that he might be out for the year. Because that would be devastating.
Yeah, MRI results came back. Turns out he's dead.
If he wins a game, is that the biggest moment in RG3's career?
Absolutely.
He won a Heisman.
Yes. I don't care. Still, winning a game with the Browns.
In a playoff game.
Yeah, winning a game with the Browns is definitely the biggest moment.
He has to wait till the last game of the season. If he won the last game of the season, mm-hmm, and the Browns were winless going into it, that is the biggest moment in RG3's career.
He has to be the incumbent starter if he does that.
Give him his Subway sponsorship back.
That's right. If he's on a one-game winning streak going into 2017.
Okay, we have a little bit of sabermetrics for you out there. Friend of the program, recurring guest, inner circle guy. I'm going to say he's an inner mm-hmm. circle guy, yeah. Dan Heron. He got hired by the Arizona Diamondbacks as a pitching strategist. First of all, you're a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Dan. Wish we never had you on the show.
Well, it's not just pitching strategists, right? It's also analytics.
Oh.
He's doing some minor analytics. Quick suggestion to Dan. You start clocking pitches in kilometers per hour for him.
Mm.
It's fine-tuning it, because otherwise you're like 93 to 94. If you're going by kilometers, it's like 130 to 135. You can break it down a little bit more. Just a little free tip there.
We hope that we're obviously joking. We hope Dan can still come on the show. He is a friend of the program and an inner circle guy. But I want to give him credit, because the Diamondbacks had the 30th ranked pitching in 2016,
mm-hmm,
a 5.09 ERA, out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Smart move for him to join that team, because basically he can just go and fart and they'll be like, oh, they're better.
Who was the worst, the Braves?
No, it was the Diamondbacks.
Oh, they were the worst.
Yeah,
there are 30 teams now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always forget how many teams are in baseball.
You're a big baseball.
You know, I'm not a big baseball guy.
Wait, I looked at the rankings.
I think they're 31. Isn't baseball weird like that?
I think it's 30.
Aren't the Expos still a team?
I'm not a quick math guy.
30.
30 teams.
But how? There's four in each division, and there's four.
Oh, there's five in some. Isn't there five in the Centrals?
Yes.
Not anymore. They evened them all up. Oh, that's what they did. There's now three. All right, we'll cut all that.
So we'll start from 30th.
Yeah. 30th ranked team. So basically, they can't get worse.
Mm-hmm.
He can just go pick his nose, fart, listen to part of my take,
mm-hmm,
and they'll, by just the law of averages, get a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, it's like a...
Is that how the law of averages works?
Yeah, the law of averages works. He basically walked up to a burning house and no one had water, and he has like a little, you know, sippy cup. He's
uh-huh.
like, here you go, I'll help.
Oh,
wow, you're a hero.
Yeah, no, I mean, good for Dan. He put himself in a position where he's set up for success,
mm-hmm,
which is important. So as long as they don't finish in last place by as much next... And even if you do... We learned this from our good friend Jeff Fisher. You're in a rebuild.
Yeah.
Okay? Dan, maybe try to convince the Diamondbacks to think about moving the team.
Yeah.
And then they can't fire you there.
Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move it to Scottsdale.
Big move.
Are we Diamondbacks fans now?
Yeah.
I think so.
You know what? I like their camo jerseys.
I like their ninth jersey that they wear on the road.
I like...
the Tron jerseys? Like the gray and blue
so
ones?
So many jerseys.
Yeah.
That's a classic move, by the way. When you're not selling out a stadium and your team might not be good... More jerseys.
Ooh, Dan, bring back, make your pitchers wear the jackets while they bat.
Yes.
Not just while they're on base. I want to see them
strategy.
Wearing them up to the plate, and I want to see them wearing like alternate jackets too.
Yeah. But congratulations to Dan. We are proud of him. I I don't want to say we should take credit for it, but we kept him in the public eye in his first year in retirement.
We definitely raised his profile up. Right. And you know what? He said on our show, he came out of retirement on our show. Mm-hmm. He let everybody know that the door was open. Yep. So, Dan, you want to wet the beak a little bit?
Yeah, just send the check up to New York. That's mm-hmm. fine. We'll just take a little taste, maybe 15%.
Yeah.
Standard industry fees. Yeah. PR 101. This is actually a PR 101 that the Jaguars have done themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw. Well, the Jaguars stink. I'm going to break some news for you real quick.
You think?
The Jaguars stink. But don't worry, Jaguars fans, because Brody Jenner's holding a huge Jaguars official sponsored tailgate before the game next week.
Are the Jaguars back now?
Ooh.
I think that they are. So he is, for everybody out there like me, I had to look up who Brody Jenner was. Big Cat said, hey, you see this? Brody Jenner's hosting a tailgate.
So you weren't big in the reality and television scene and I was in the like, early 2000s.
I was like, oh, that sounds awesome. And I nodded and I smiled and then I did a private Google. There should be a German word for like a secret Google that you pull on somebody. I'll work on that. But so my understanding is he is a Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
The Hills.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Laguna Beach.
Oh, Laguna Beach, okay. Dude, come on.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, you're not a early 2000s reality television
guy? No, I was watching. Fun fact.
I was watching Pros vs. Joes like a normal kid.
Okay.
Slam ball, too.
Yeah, what's his name? Papa Karpatsasinas, the host.
He was basically the guinea pig for the Kardashians.
Yes, he was.
Because Jenner started with Brody, realized the reality TV thing was a thing.
Kim decided to have the sex tape.
Yeah.
And then.
You should thank us. You should thank Brody Jenner. Because he gave us the Kardashians.
Thank you, Brody. I really appreciate it. Okay, I think that the Jaguars are onto something good. They're tapping into like a younger audience, younger crowd, building that future for when they eventually... They're going to need more younger kids when they move over to England. And they're going to need to show that fan base. Why not have Bill Murray show up? Kids love Bill Murray these days.
But see, I actually think the Jaguars are hitting their like perfect demo right here. They need to just keep bringing back people who are about like 10, 15 years past their prime.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe David Garrard can like host all of these tailgates. We stay with the early 2000s reality television. Why don't we have Spencer Pratt? Where's Spencer and Heidi? Mm-hmm. Spidey.
The Yeah Butts. Remember that? Yeah. Berman, he called them the Yeah Butts for like 8 years.
Well, why not? We should have... Vern Troyer. He'd be a good Jaguars host.
I'm just going to say this right now. Kim Kardashian wearing a shirt that on the back says, yeah, but with two T's. Boom.
Kim Kardashian lookalike. I think that's...
Jaguars are back.
Yeah, they're not A-listers. Yeah. Maybe the... Remember Flavor Flav? I Love New York.
Uh-huh.
Tiffany Pollard. Mm-hmm. I feel like she'd be a good Jaguars host. I don't know.
Ooh,
How did you know her name?
Because I loved her. That show was unbelievable.
Get Puck from the Real World.
Yes.
Go way back.
Yes. So maybe have him spit on somebody. Some things about gay people.
Mm-hmm.
Get it fired up. I feel like that plays in Jacksonville.
Sure. All right, here's a free trick. If you ever want a minor celebrity to show up at something that you're doing, just give them an award.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, we're giving you an award.
Or just open a franchise in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably just flock there. It's almost like they just naturally, like a zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Washed up reality television stars just kind of start walking towards Jacksonville.
Well, it's because
they end up at a Jaguars tailgate.
Because it's on the way to Tampa Bay, where that's their final destination, but they run out of money.
Right, they go into that big spaceship that's actually a strip club.
Oh,
and
then
they go, and then it's like Heaven's Gate.
You could have Kenny and Evan just really, really host it and get nuts.
Kenny and Evan. You don't know Kenny and Evan.
No, I'm doing the nod.
Man. Challenge.
I was too busy playing sports.
You'd like this. Kenny and Evan they were two of the greatest challenge guys, and then they got suspended for life from the challenge because they may have raped one of the girls with a toothbrush while she was sleeping. Just classic, you know, guy stuff.
Just locker room.
Yeah.
It was just locker room.
Like, who hasn't done that, right? way to go, Kenny and Evan. The other Jaguars news I had from our guy, Blake Bortles, who... We know, because of this show, he doesn't mince words. He talked about his interceptions.
Mm.
And the quote was, someone asked how he can throw less interceptions. He said, try to throw it to my team and not theirs.
You know what? That was one of the tips that we gave him in the question dodging segment. It was like, answer the question very literally. We talked about this exact thing. We can pull the tape. So
you're welcome.
Pretty much Blake's, like, we're like ventriloquists. For Blake right now.
We're the PR department of the Jaguars, so maybe we can get Tiffany Pollard in.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So that was a lot of Jaguars talk, by the way.
Yeah, jagging off.
Yeah, I almost did some meth there for a second. Blacked out. Next, we have a Kings Stay Kings. You have something for us.
Yes. This is hot off the presses. The breaking news. Can we get a breaking news, Cal? Bill Belichick signed a white wide receiver. So, Kings Stay King. He signed Griff Whalen in a shocking move. Like, it's reached a point where I'm going to go to Vegas and put $100 on Belichick drafting Christian McCaffrey next year. It's going to be the easiest money that I ever made.
Yeah. The nice thing about the Patriots getting other wide receivers, you can compare them to all the other Patriot wide receivers.
It's really – okay, so we know that Bill Belichick hates the media. I think that he just signs white receivers and running backs just to confuse Chris Collinsworth. So the announcers have to take another 15 seconds after they get a first down or touchdown to just, like, make sure that they get the guy's name right.
That's actually a great theory. I mean, if you watch Chris Collinsworth call a Patriots game, he usually does get pretty confused.
Yeah. And first down by
Wes Welker.
It's Hogan.
Hogan.
It's Hogan.
Hogan. That's okay. What I meant. Yeah.
That's Amendola. Yeah. It was Danny Amendola. Couldn't see his name there.
We also have a King Stay King. I mean, this has been the week of Jeff Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
He is the king. He somehow blamed the last 5 years of sucking on two draft picks. This is what he said. I look at this as being my responsibility, the win-loss record. We need to do a better job from a personnel standpoint. We've had some unfortunate things take place with some high picks in Stedman Bailey and Trey Mason, and those kind of things you don't anticipate, but we're moving forward.
Wow. Okay.
Kings Stay Kings.
Kings Stay King. You know what? Now I'm anti-Trey Mason, too. You ruined Jeff Fisher's otherwise good name.
Jeff Fisher would have been in the Super Bowl if it wasn't for that Trey Mason pick.
Yes, and who made those picks?
That wasn't
Fisher, was it?
No, well, Les Snead and Jeff Fisher together.
A collaboration.
Right.
Okay.
So job.
You can't put more than 49% of the blame on either one of them.
Right.
Exactly. Certainly not
They'll
by
just
design.
Pass it back and forth.
Did you also hear that they kind of hate each other now?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked, yeah.
Yeah, but that's one of those things where that's by design.
This is another play by Jeff Fisher here. It's always you got to get the GM fired.
Because
if the GM gets fired, it was his fault.
Yeah.
Chuck Pagano is about to try to do that with Ryan Grigson.
I was going
to
say,
classic move.
It reminds me of last year at the end of the year where you had Grigson and you had Pagano hating each other, and then they went into that meeting with Ursay and they cried and made up and cried.
The Cry Fest 2015 is what we call it.
So that's a great, it's a really strong move. If you can make up in front of your boss with somebody, they have to give you another year.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how it works now that you guys like each other.
Right. We all cried. If you cry together, you got to at least give it a chance.
Only times where it's socially acceptable to cry is at the end of Hoosiers.
Yes.
Hooters, too.
Yep.
But at the end of Hoosiers.
What's on your mind?
And then
a couple pairs of chicken breasts?
And then with somebody that you hate at work when you're both trying to save your jobs.
Mm-hmm. Or if you ever think about your dog dying.
Yeah.
You're going to make me cry. And then just randomly, and I just start to cry.
Do you ever cry when you yawn?
No.
Sometimes I'll yawn and, like, tears come out of my eyes.
Wow, Hank, is there something you need to talk about?
Yeah.
No, that's
do you hate? Oh, Hank, you know what it is? You're scared of your dreams, and so yawning makes you think of sleeping.
Why are you yawning?
Is there something wrong with your subconscious?
Yeah, you ever hear the saying, "Only boring people get bored"?
I've heard that.
We have a respect the.
Actually, I actually come when I come when I yawn. That's how much I love yawning.
That was our new segment, bullying Hank. we have a respect the biz.
Yeah,
Donald Trump.
Yes, so Donald Trump. He's respecting the military this week. He is going to the Army-Navy game. You're going to that game, right?
I am. I'll be there. I'm very excited.
And so he is going to be in attendance, and he's going to switch sides that he's sitting on at halftime, which should make things great for all the other fans there dealing with his security. I'm sure they'll be really happy about that. But it's just one of those things where he's playing both sides, and you got to take your hat off. We know that Trump's a big college football guy, but we also know he's not a big draft guy,
mm-mm.
If you know what I'm saying.
I am.
Hates the draft.
Doesn't like it.
Hates it.
Rather go to college.
Yep.
Draft guy. By the way, so it's in Baltimore. Saves me a trip to Philly because I've always wanted to go to Baltimore for, or not Baltimore, I've always wanted to go to the Army-Navy game. The draft, though, this just popped in my head. The draft is in Philly this year. Is that going to be the loudest boo of all time when Roger Goodell walks out?
You know, I feel like Philly's lost its edge recently.
Oh, let's do that. Let's snag him.
Philly has definitely lost
its
edge.
You guys haven't booed anyone who's hurt their spine recently?
Yeah. Every time I make fun of Philadelphia fans, it's fewer and fewer of them actually getting mad at me, and more of them being like, hey, you know, that's not really our city.
It's Cleveland's been eating shit, and you guys haven't been doing anything.
It's not really our city.
Yeah, it's not us.
It's not us.
I'd agree. I think Philly's gotten soft.
Lost its edge.
They might have to start throwing rocks at the opposing team next Sunday for me to get some respect back for them.
Yeah, or yank that fucking visor off Peterson's head, the one with the fake hair on it.
Oh, man, old school Philly, Peterson already would have been dead.
That thing, heads rolling in the street. Heads rolling down Philadelphia Avenue, Freedom Avenue.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I don't think it needs work.
All right, finally, we have, you got to stay woke.
I do have a stay woke. Amazon CEO, Jeff Bezos, ever heard of him? He just had a conference call with his investors, right?
Okay.
And you know that little thing that you could put in your house named Alexa, where you can be like, hey, Alexa, put on a CD, or hey, Alexa, change the channel for me because I'm lazy. He said in a letter to investors, Alexa may be Amazon's most loved invention yet, with over 250,000 marriage proposals from customers and counting.
Whoa.
Stay woke on this. Jeff Bezos just told everybody that he's listening to every conversation that you have in your house and keeping track of it.
You know what, though? I don't feel bad for anyone out there who willingly puts a robot in their living room and then complains when the robots start to take over.
So like the phone that you keep in your pocket?
Yeah, that thing. Does that count?
A robot.
It's not a robot. No, it's totally different, Hank. Hank, it's not a robot.
Turn that off
it's
at any time.
A small device that's electronic and has hearing and all sorts
tracks
of artificial intelligence features.
I don't trust robots. I don't trust this Alexa bitch.
You got a Roomba?
Can you say the B word?
Yeah, we'll bleep that.
I don't have a Roomba. There you go.
Siri.
I don't use Siri. Never use Siri.
You got DVR?
Disable Siri every single time.
You got thermostat?
Yeah.
You got a robot in your house, dude.
Okay. I'm just saying, if anyone wants to complain about a robot, Amazon taking all their information and taking pictures of them, don't fucking put a robot that can talk in your house.
So that's the difference, is that it talks to you.
Yeah, of course it
is. That's how you know. Okay.
Once the robots get feelings, then we're all fucked. Jimbo's.
Jimbo's. Actually, good Jimbo's this week, so shout out to you guys. Second week at a new job. I was leaving work. Reception asked me while I'm walking out, oh, you're not staying for the office party we're having? It's because I wasn't invited.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you probably stink. Mm. Probably have a bad smell.
Spin zone, that secretary feels really sorry for you, and you can exploit that.
If you control the secretary in an office,
you
control the world.
Absolutely. That's
I think Hitler said that.
They call her the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
And exactly. So Eva Braun was a secretary.
Yes, exactly.
So good job.
Look how she ended up. She ended up marrying Hitler. That's pretty cool.
I found a provocative Insta picture of my manager's daughter. I showed it to a coworker, and he double-clicked it.
We've had something like this before, and it's not like he doesn't know that he's got a hot daughter.
Yeah.
And do you think that he follows his hot daughter on Instagram?
No, but what if they're at dinner, and she's like, oh, like one of your workers liked my picture on Instagram. That's worse.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's also, so there's the friend zone, but then there's like the manager, boss, employee thing where you also don't want to be in his friend zone. You want to let him know that you're a shark.
Yeah.
Because sharks win in the business world.
Yeah. Sharks eat.
Nice guys finish last. So it's all the other guys that aren't hitting on his daughter, and he's like, those are betas. You're an alpha.
You cuck a guy, you'll probably get a promotion.
Mm-hmm. Daughter cuck him.
Mm-hmm. Daughter cuck the shit out of him.
What was this person, Donald Trump, and was it Ivanka? Because if you double-clicked on Ivanka's, then you've got something mutual to talk about, and you're like, hey, hot daughter, I know. Next thing you know, you're the producer of The Apprentice.
People forget that. Our president-elect has daughter-cucked himself.
I was driving home from work, and I had a pretty vicious stomach ache last Friday night. I was listening to Jimbo's and got to the part where Big Cat said we should all just start walking around with jizz on our hands.
Good point.
Now, I realize this isn't even in the top 50 grossest things said on the podcast, but in my weakened state, the image of that was just enough to put me over the top, and I spewed out all over my driver's side window and down to the side of my car. Even worse, a cop was driving right behind me, pulled me over under suspicion I was drunk driving. During his field test, I threw up two more times, and I think he just felt bad for me and let me go. So, thanks.
So, this is a great story if it's true, but I've got alarm bells going off.
Okay.
Like, all this stuff happens. You do a sobriety test, and you're puking during the sobriety. I'll give you one puke. I think he may have puked to the jizz hands thing because I was a little over the line.
Is this guy homophobe?
But he might be homophobe.
He's a homophobe.
But there's nothing that'll settle your stomach quicker than talking to a cop.
Yeah, this guy hates gay people. What's wrong with that? Come on, man.
Told my girlfriend that Larry 2 is in 65th place out of 1,800. She responded, wait, how do they have enough room to take care of 1,800 goldfish?
Oh.
That's just... Well, chicks, okay. Chicks don't get gambling.
All right, so Spin Zone, I think we should start a gambling goldfish, a goldfish exclusive gambling contest next year.
Okay.
1,800 goldfish.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure we could... Hey, we've kept one alive for like... 4 months now, yeah. We keep 1,800 alive for at least a day.
You know, that's not a bad idea because at some point, one of the goldfish is going to separate itself. And so you're going to know which one to side with and which ones to fade.
Right.
So if ever the really shitty goldfish, you can fade them and look at the games that contradict the really good one and know which games to pick.
Yes. Also, we're going to have an open conversation with all of our award-winning listeners and Larry stockholders on what to do with Larry once the season's over, because guess what, guys? It's a lot to have to feed a goldfish every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I sometimes forget. It's just – might just have to flush them.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Drove 5 hours and paid $110 for a ticket to the Big Ten championship game. I blacked out, walked out of the stadium after entering, and woke up in between two random cars in the parking lot at halftime.
How much did he pay for the ticket?
$110.
Well, there's your Jimbo. I think we got tickets for like $20 using the SeatGeek app.
That's right. It was $29 actually. Yeah. And they're pretty good seats.
Yeah, they were really good seats.
Right behind the Wisconsin fans with the Jerry Sandusky pictures.
Those guys were classy.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was that guy. Maybe it was the guy that was spitting off a balcony
onto other fans throughout the whole game. And then the cops came and took him away, and he somehow like talked his way out of it.
Yeah, they let him back in. They're like, oh, it wasn't loogies. It was just a
couple spits.
Yeah.
My dad tore his knee open on Thanksgiving morning. I got drunk and repeatedly asked him if he was hurt or injured. Finally, at dinner, he had enough and yelled, "It's not even funny," which then prompted me to ask him if he was a baby back bitch. Pretty sure I ruined Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah. You know, you ruined Thanksgiving, but you gave a good Jimbo.
Yeah. And guess what? You earned the admiration of your two favorite podcast hosts.
Right. And if we're in the trust tree right now, if we're all going to be honest with each other, your dad kind of is a baby back bitch.
Yeah, he tore his knee open. What does that mean?
When you cut him, well, so he's got to get a rug burn?
You got a scrape?
Yeah.
Oh, you should offer to kiss it. Hey, here, tell him
hey,
to kiss it.
Guy who's sending this Jimbo, go to your dad right now. We'll give you a second with his old PJ Fleck move, by the way. Walk to your dad. Okay, now put your phone on speaker. Hey, Dad, your little baby back bitch. You want to fit your little knee hurt?
Is your little knee boo boo okay?
Oh, want to kiss him?
Mm-hmm. Want maybe a kiss? Mm-hmm.
There you go.
The turkey sucked, anyways.
I went to my company's Christmas party. Prior to arriving, some of my friends and I pregamed, where I consumed 2 40-ounces of Steel Reserves, among other drinks. When we arrived, I went straight to the dance floor. After a while of dancing, I feel someone grab my shoulder. Thinking it's a friend, I turn around and give them a punch in the stomach. Naturally. Turns out it was the company's president's wife who wanted to dance with me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds like your boss might be involved in the war on Christmas somehow, if they don't think that this is acceptable behavior. A holiday party should be like international waters.
I don't want to go and tell one of the award-winning listeners what they need to do with their life, but I'm going to do it right now. I think you might need some therapy if your initial reaction to anyone walking up behind you is to punch them in the stomach. Especially in a safe spot.
It sounds so, no.
Who hurt you?
I think you're misreading it. It was like a bro punch, it sounds like.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, one of those.
Either as a bro, if you're swinging on somebody, it's either because you hate them
or
you love them.
Right.
And this sounds like it was done out of love.
Right. We beat the shit out of each other because we love each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This
and
is
never cry.
Never.
Jimbo of the week right here. I was stone taking a piss while trying to find a good song on my phone. My phone was over the toilet, and as I'm pissing, I dropped my phone into the toilet. My case covered most of my phone, except for the speakers and the headphone jack. I don't have insurance, so out of a stone desperate panic, I start to suck the piss water out of the speakers and headphone jack. My phone works fine, but because I was stoned, I forgot to brush my teeth and went back to my room, kissed my girlfriend like nothing happened.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say that the real Jimbo here is your girlfriend. For dating you.
Yeah.
No offense.
If you dropped your phone in a toilet after you pissed, would you pick it up and suck the water
out of it? Depends on how old this kid is.
I would definitely pull it out, and it would also have a lot to do with, like, are there any pictures on my phone that I really want to save?
Actually, I'm going to take my, back my answer because
cloud, dude.
I was about to say...
I don't use a cloud, Hank, you know that.
I was about to say if I was, if I was like young and didn't have money, I'd probably grab it and start sucking the piss. But then I remembered not like 6 days ago, I was had my hand in a piss-filled toilet trying to clog it out of my free will.
That's so, for content, though.
Yeah, but there's no cameras rolling, so unfortunately, I'm still a piss guy. You know, I still fuck with piss. That makes sense. I'll listen. Sometimes you ever clog a hotel toilet?
Of course,
you have to unclog it yourself.
Yeah,
with your hand.
No.
Okay.
No, I just leave that. Are you kidding? Yeah. Why?
It's pretty embarrassing because I've done that. I'd say the majority of hotels I go to, within the first 5 minutes of being there, I clog it. And at some point, you just get really tired of having to call the front desk and be like, hey, I just checked in and my toilet's clogged.
Wow. No, I would never even consider doing that.
It's
actually
not with the shit. It's with the toilet paper. You just got to kind of
with your hand, though.
You just plunk it.
This is a bizarre admission by Big Cat right now.
That's fine. Hey, I thought it was Tell the Truth Mondays.
It's Focus Friday, bro.
Do you guys have Jimbos? I just did mine by telling everyone that I
plunged toilets. Yeah, that was a big Jimbo. I had a pretty clean week, actually.
Okay.
Just lived large and didn't injure myself. Went on a run. Foot's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
So
the foot injury that somehow healed pretty quickly, huh, Hank? Yeah.
It's almost like it never happened.
Yeah, it's almost like it never happened. Almost like it only happened to get a little bit of sympathy from everyone.
Mm-hmm. Almost. Yeah. Almost like it. You're
almost,
right.
Yeah. Hank, you got any?
I forgot my keys to my apartment this morning, so I don't know how I'm going to get back to my house.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I got into an Uber last night, and I accidentally selected Uber Pool, and I didn't know about it until I was maybe 7-8 minutes into the ride, and then we pull over in front of a hotel, and he's, like, waiting for somebody, and I'm like, what are you doing? My place is another, like, 15 minutes away. He's like, oh, no, we're picking someone else up, and you know that sinking feeling that you get? It's seriously the worst feeling in the world.
This is like this. Now I want to do an interview. This is like how the other half lives. I've never even thought about doing an Uber Pool. That's a psycho move.
Yeah. I do Uber Pools when I leave here, like at night, just, you know, a little thrill or something. But one time I left, it was 2 a.m., just finished the show, and I walked out, and I could see someone in the window, so I walked to the other side, and I opened the door, and, like, there was a girl, like, laying down on this other guy, and the guy was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, was, like, about to punch me. I was like, oh, I thought this was an Uber. He didn't know it was an Uber, Lyft line.
Okay.
So he was like, he was about to kill me.
We need cars that are painted a certain color for Uber.
Yeah. Pools. What's the etiquette when you get into that car? You're like, so you use Uber too?
I kind of enjoy the awkward silence, like trying to see if they bring up conversation.
Also,
it's like an elevator.
I've seen enough pornos to know that a porno could break out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just law of averages, like I said earlier.
That's right.
All right, that's our show. We will see you on Monday. We promised you Kyle Long. We had Coach Dana Holgorsen, obviously, great interview. He came by, so we did him, but we have Kyle Long coming Monday.
Love you guys. Today's another day to find you shining away. I'll be coming for your love, okay?
If you made it this far, you made it for a bonus segment. We're going to flip some bottles like LeBron live on the podcast.
Lucky you. Here we go.
Ooh, that one was close. That one was close, guys. You should have seen it.
I think we either had too much water or not enough.